All right, ladies. Well, now the recording has started. Thank you all for showing up on this Saturday night. I say it all the time. We could be doing so many other things and being in so many other places, but uncommon women choose to do uncommon things so they can have uncommon results in their life. And I'm so grateful that you guys have shown up for this class tonight. Before we get started, I want to do what I always do, which is set the intention for this call. Us as women, we have been busy all day doing things, and a lot of that stuff is still on our mind, and we enter into so many life-changing moments and situations, and we're not fully present. We're not fully present. So that's what I want to do. I want to make sure that we are present here tonight so we can receive everything that is meant for us to receive. And it's my prayer and it's my intention that you not only listen and hear and learn from Angel, but I want you to listen and hear and learn from the still small voice that's inside of you, which is God. So while I'm speaking, I pray that God speaks to you. I pray that his voice is louder than mine. And I want to take 3 deep breaths before we get started. Just to center our focus. And literally say to yourself, I'm here to receive. And I'm here to give. I am here to receive, and I am here to give. And our last deep breath in. All right. I needed that. All right, ladies. I hope you guys have your pen and your journal. If not, that's fine, too. If you guys are just relaxing, you will get the recording, and you can hear it later. And be able to take notes then. Like I said, this is going to be part 2 of what in the world is it going to take to change me? And these are just some tips and tricks that I literally had to do and still do them on a daily basis to keep myself going, to keep the vision that God has for my life in front of me. You got to be awake. You have to be a person that is aware of your surroundings, aware of your thoughts, aware of the people, places, and things that you allow into your space. If you're going to change, a lot of things in your life are going to have to change as well. So I want to get through these tonight. I don't want to keep you guys like I did last week. So point number one is to simply listen more than you speak. Listen more than you speak. I shared this before when I went to the dentist office and I was getting my just a regular routine cleaning, and the hygienist, she told me that behind my 2 bottom teeth, the front teeth, there was more plaque there than there were on any other teeth in my mouth. And she said, because us as women, because we speak more words in a day, studies show that we speak approximately 2,000 words more a day than men do, that God is just so ridiculously awesome and just thought of everything, that we produce more spit in our mouth than men do because we need it, because we talk more. And so that's why the plaque builds up behind our teeth and in women more and faster than it does in men. And I thought that was like, oh my goodness, that is so true. So that is sometimes why we can be talking to men and they're looking at us like we have 2 heads on our shoulders, because they cannot consume all the information that we have inside of us in the course of a day. So it's so important, not only dealing and interacting with men, but dealing and interacting with people. I witnessed this so much. And I guess being a coach, this is a skill that a lot of people, in order to be a coach, you really do have to listen more than you talk. But just in casual conversation when you're out and about and you're speaking to someone, notice how that person that you're speaking to really doesn't care too much about you. And I don't say that in a negative way, and it's not that that person wants to see you get hit by a truck. I'm not saying that they don't care about you like that. But when you're talking to someone and they're telling you about their life and telling you about their day and da-da-da-da-da, and if you come in and you say, oh, well, I experienced such and such and such and such, and it's not 2 seconds later that they're back talking about themselves. People love to talk about themselves. And in order to change who you are and begin to attract the things that you want into your life, you're going to have to talk less and listen more. So try that technique the next time you're talking to someone. Make that conversation all about them. Just ask them some powerful questions or some simple questions and just allow them to talk and see how the conversation completely shifts. And it allows people to recognize that you're present with them, you're listening to them, you actually care about them. I see it all the time, I witnessed this. Just the other day in the bank, I was sitting there, the bank teller was talking, and then the client just immediately started talking, and just, I'm like, oh my goodness, we don't listen long enough. We don't listen. And she was giving her some very, very powerful information that was going to help her. I'm like, just stop and listen. So listen more and talk less. The second point is something that I say all the time, anytime I get a chance, and that is to talk, I'm going to say it like this, change the conversation that you're having with yourself. What's today? Saturday. Yesterday, I did a workshop, and one of the women in the workshop, she said to me, she's not where, she's 54 years old, and she said to me, she said, I'm not where I want to be because I'm just so stupid. I make stupid decisions. I do the stupidest things over and over and over again. And I said to her, would you say that to your child? Every time if we stump our toe or we drop something, the immediate response to ourselves is, oh, my God, you're so stupid. Why? I always mess up. If your child walks into the room and drops something, do you say to your child, you are so stupid. Why do you always drop something? Ladies, this is so, so important. And I do share this point all the time because I want us to really get it. If you change the conversation that's in your head, you will change your life. Become your own best friend in your head. Start speaking to yourself as your best girlfriend would. Your best girl, she wouldn't be your best girlfriend if she talked to you like crap. So try to think about what she would say to you. Or better yet, what is God saying about you? What is God saying about you? Change the conversation that's in your head and you will literally change your life. The next point is one of my favorites. Do not go through life without a mentor. Do not go through life without a mentor. Inevitable rewards come from having a mentor. You will be surprised when you start to surround yourself, always do this, always surround yourself with people that are smarter than you. There's a quote that says, if you are the smartest person in your group is too small. And I was the smartest person in my group for the longest time, wondering why I was not going to the next level. I needed to learn how to associate higher. Do not go through life without a mentor. And a mentor can be someone, a real live person. It could be a dead person. Albert Einstein, he's no longer with us, but all his he has books and information. Jim Rohn, same thing. He's no longer with us, but he has books and CDs. Like, always keep someone in your space, whether it's through a book, a live person, or through workshops or a virtual virtual mentor, especially today when we've got YouTube, I mean, we can literally connect to anyone. Do not go through your life without a mentor. Success leaves clues. So when you hang around someone that is where you want to be, just watch what they do. Watch how they talk to themselves. Watch how they interact with other people. It is imperative. In order to get to the next level, you must have a mentor and learn to associate higher and put yourself in the position where you have to. A lot of people say, well, I don't have a mentor. How do I find one? You got to go to where they are. Go put yourself, make yourself get out of your comfort zone. Go to these places. If you desire to, I don't know, like dine at like five-star restaurants, go there. Go there, sit there, order a drink or order a light meal, dine alone and just experience that. I'm telling you, I did this for the longest, and I still do it, but I definitely have friends that are higher than me in my life right now. But before, I used to do that all the time. I would get dressed and I would just go to these places and pretend I was supposed to be there. In my head, I was just associating higher. I was getting myself out of my old circle and on purpose and with intention trying to surround myself with people that are higher than me so I can have that mentor. The next point, this is so key because I used to miss this almost every single day. In order to change who you are, you have to change the way you dress. How are we dressing? Are we dressing from where we are right now, or are we dressing for where we want to be? I used to say this all the time, like, I am not getting dressed to go to the grocery store. Who gets dressed to go to the grocery store? I'm just going to run in there real quick and run out. I don't need to get dressed to go to the grocery store. Yes, you do. You are always representing yourself. Even if you don't have a business, you are your own brand. Always dress for where you are going and not for where you are. People are always watching us. Even when we don't see it, when we don't recognize it, people are always watching us. And let me take it a step further. People are always, there's someone, let me say this, there is someone who is always watching you that is capable of blessing you tremendously. I'm going to say that again. There is someone that's always watching you that has the capability to bless you tremendously. They could see you, the fact that you are starting your own business, you're out and you're networking, and they see your gifts and they see your talents, and they could just come and say, you know what, I've been watching you, I see what you do, I want to invest in you. We don't know. God is up to something all the time. We never know when that opportunity is going to present itself, so we need to prepare for that at all times. So dress for where you're going and not for where you are. The next point is the word balance. I taught a whole class on this. Get the word balance out of your vocabulary. There is no such thing as a balanced life. Lady at the end of my workshop yesterday, she came up to me and she said, I've got so much going on. I just need to learn how to balance it all. And I said, please tell me someone that has a balanced life. It's impossible to have a balanced life. What we need to do is have our priorities and drop off all the other stuff that we're doing. Because we have the time. We definitely have the time in the day. We need to prioritize and stop striving for this balanced life that we think other people are living. They're not. They're sacrificing some things in order to make other things happen. So in order to change your life and to change who you are, you're not going to live a balanced life. Some things in your life, you're just not going to be able to do them anymore. You're not going to be able to go there anymore. You're not going to be able to associate with it anymore. Drop it off. Prioritize your priorities. Take care of those things first. And if you have the time after you're done your priorities, then you can tackle those other things. But stop trying to live a balanced life. It doesn't exist, and nobody is living it. the next point, something that I mentioned in the beginning of the call, is to yield to the still small voice that's inside of us. And a lot of people, I've witnessed this so many times interacting with women, they say, well, I don't hear anything anymore. I feel disconnected, and I don't even feel like I hear from God anymore. And I would venture to say that if we are not hearing from God, it simply means that our life is too loud. If we are not hearing from God, our life is too loud. Do we need to turn the TVs off? Do we need to shut the computer? Do we need to get off the phone talking about nothing? What needs to happen in your life so you can increase that still small voice and pay attention to your instincts and follow your instincts and go with that gut feeling? I always say that is God's voice nudging us and telling us, and it's like our navigation system, our compass. He's always guiding and directing us. But if that negative voice is in our head telling us how stupid we are, how fat we are, how dumb we are, how we can't make it, how it's never going to work and it's never going to happen, if that voice is louder than that still small voice, something's got to change. Something has got to change. Excuse me. And our last point for this evening is do not wait another second for somebody to give you permission to be who you are. Stop waiting for permission. Stop waiting for your girlfriend to say, that is a good idea. You should do it. Stop waiting for a coworker to tell you, yes, you should start your job on the side and then quit this job and go ahead, girl, go for your dreams. Stop waiting for permission from other people. When God tells you to do something, when he says it, my pastor says it all the time, when God says it, that settles it, and it's time to move. And we don't need the approval of other people. They didn't create us. We only need the approval of God, and we've got that. As long as we're still breathing, he still approves of us, and it's our time to move forward and be everything, be everything that he's calling us to do. Ladies, that is what I have for you tonight. Thank you, ladies, so, so, so much. Do you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns? Before we end tonight's call, I was doing my best to stay before 10:30, and I did it. It's 10:25. Do you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns before we end for tonight, or anything that you'd like to share? Nobody? Did I hear somebody? Okay. All right, ladies. Well, we are good. It's 10:25, and I hope you guys have an amazing rest of the evening. What do you guys do? What do you guys do after 10 when you get off this call? Can anybody tell me, what do you guys do when you get off the call? Do you go right to sleep, or do you kind of clean up? Like, what do you guys do? Who's that laughing? Is that Chloe? Silly self.
Well, I clean up and just meddle around and think about it, what said, and how I can apply it to my life.
Oh, great. Awesome. All right, ladies. Well, it was my pleasure to be here in this space with you tonight. I thank you so much for showing up for yourself. And I know I say that every single time, but I really, really mean it from the bottom of my heart, because you guys could be anywhere else. So thank you so much for showing up for yourself and showing up for your life and saying yes to who you are and yes to who God is calling you to be. Make an amazing week, and I will see you guys next week. Good night. Mm-hmm.
Good night.
Good night.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com or call 1-866-920-7020.